witness, but it's to be the witness.
But the witness in the Bible is not just of speech.
你的见证从你的位分，你从你的生活，从你整个存在的真实开始，以后你讲的话就可以使人相信。
The witnesses got to do with our identity, our very life, so that when we speak, people will believe.
相反的，如果我们所做的见证在我们的生活行为上是假的，我们讲的多好，只可骗人一时，不能骗人一世。
On the other hand, no matter how good our life is and our witness is, if our life is not inconsistent with what we do, then no one will believe.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
你们不能去。
You cannot go.
你们也在耶路撒冷等。
Stay at Jerusalem.
直到圣灵降在你们身上。
Until the Holy Spirit come upon you.
就必得着能力。
And you have power
做我的见证
to be my witness.
耶稣基督的话是这么简单，但是包含的范围是这么的清楚，所以表达出来的概念是这么的准确。
The words of Jesus were so simple, but it has such great significance and precision in them.
我们不需化身天主。
We need not add upon his message.
我们不需自作聪明。
We need not have our own thinking.
让我们回到上帝的话语。
Let us return to his word.
我把这上一段讲完了，现在我就讲第二段很重要的事情。
I want to go into the second portion that's very important.
圣灵既然是保惠师在我们心中。
And since the Holy Spirit is the comforter in our heart.
那我们对圣灵的回应应当是如何？
How should we then respond to the Holy Spirit?
我们怎样对待这个第三个位格呢？
How should we treat this third person of God?
他在我们身上做什么工作，我们对他应当有怎样的回应呢？
What sort of work will he do in our life and how should we respond to him?
所以我们刚才读了两节的圣经。
We have read two passages.
这两节圣经都是劝勉的话。
These are words of exhortation.
劝勉我们，警戒我们做一些不应当做的事情。
To persuade us and to warn us against things we ought not to do.
不要叫圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
第二
Secondly,
你不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not put out the moving of the Holy Spirit.
这两句话隐藏着一个什么可能性的？
What is the possibilities within these words?
隐藏着基督徒可能得罪圣灵的这件事实。
It tells us that Christians can sin against the Holy Spirit.
所以这样我们就要更广泛来讨论，还没有做基督徒以前，我们对圣灵曾经可能有什么罪？做了基督徒以后，我们对圣灵曾经又犯什么罪？
So we want to look at this broadly before we become a Christian, what kind of sin we have against the Holy Spirit, and after we become a Christian, what kind of sin we can have.
我相信每个基督徒都应该很清楚了解这些的教义。
I believe all Christians must learn this clearly.
这些教义清楚的人容易安分、安身立己，找到自己的神国度同神引导中间的定位。
Those who are familiar with all these doctrines can establish themselves and be firm in the kingdom of God.
当你还没有信主以前，
before you believe in the Lord,
你对圣灵可能犯什么罪呢？
Have you sinned against the Holy Spirit?
当你信主以后，
after you have believed,
你对圣灵还可能犯什么罪呢？
Is it possible for you to still sin against the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是施恩的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace.
所以当圣灵把上帝救赎的恩典施行出来的时候，
when the Holy Spirit gives us the grace of salvation of God,
那个我们还没有信主。
We have not believed yet.
我们旁边可能有很多同样听到没有信主的人。
There may be many people around us who heard the same message and not believe.
我们听同样的道。
We listen to the same message.
我们领受同样的信息。
We have received the same message.
我们同样受一位的灵感动。
We are moved by the same spirit.
我们对这个感动的回应是不一样的。
But our responses would have been different.
那个回应是什么呢？
What sort of response would
it be? 消极的来说，就是我们抗拒神。
Passively speaking, we may have rejected him.
圣灵感动你。
The Holy Spirit moves you.
你抗拒他。
You reject him.
圣灵在感动你。
He moves you again.
你抗拒他。
You reject him again.
你反对他。
And reject him.
你不接受他。
And do not accept him.
不顺从他。
And not obedient.
轻看藐视他。
And despise him.
这是没有信主的人对圣灵可能犯的第一个罪。
This is the first sin a non-believer can have.
抗拒圣灵这句话。
To reject the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传第七章出现了。
We see this in Acts chapter 7.
就是斯提班死以前讲过的话语。
These are words that Stephen said before he died.
常常抗拒圣灵。
You always reject the Holy Spirit.
抗拒圣灵的人呢？
A person who rejects the Holy Spirit.
他把圣灵的意志当作不重要，把自己的意志当作重要。
Treat his own will as more important as than that of the will of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵对他的工作，圣灵给他的光照，都认为对他主权的干预。
He thinks that the work of the Holy Spirit and his illumination is an interference with his own sovereignty.
所以他用他自己犯罪以后的自由来抵挡，来抗拒圣灵在他身上的工作。
They fight against the work of the Holy Spirit using their fallen freedom.
那么圣灵在这一方面，他怎样回应人对他的回应呢？
What would the Holy Spirit do in response to that?
他会尊重人的自由。
He will respect your will and not force anyone. When a person always rejects and objects to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will put him in a status where he would be free to do anything. When the Holy Spirit places a person in that position, the person may feel that he had great freedom. The interference from the Holy Spirit would have been lessened. He will enjoy his freedom and his successes in life. It's as if God dare not come and disturb me.
他就慢慢在骄傲，在晚更，在不化的中间，越来越离开上帝。
And in his own pride and stubbornness, he will leave God further.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is something that is very sad.
有一天呢,
till a day,
圣灵再给他机会,
when the Holy Spirit gives another opportunity, and he receives
再给他机会,
another opportunity,
再抗拒,
and receives again,
再给他机会,
another opportunity,
再抗拒,
receives again.
最后一次机会给他的时候,
when the last opportunity comes,
他再抗拒的时候,
when he resisted,
这个人的罪就永远不得赦免,
his sin will not be forgiven.
他就不成为单单抗拒圣灵的人, 他变成亵渎圣灵。
He will become a person who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit.
所以这样呢，我今天不得不要讲了什么叫做亵渎圣灵的事情。
And so here I want to talk about blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. It is a paradoxical message. There are many people who seek after the word. Some Christians who want to live the most holy life. Many times feel that they have blasphemed against the Holy Spirit before. And the more they seek after the Lord, the more painful they feel. The more they search themselves, the more hopeless they feel.
他们想到是不是我可能犯了亵渎圣灵的罪，他们就越绝望越灰心。
The more they think about whether they have offended the Holy Spirit in blasphemy, the more hopeless they feel.
这是许多的地方，许多的基督徒都可能犯上。
These are painful experiences that many Christians have in many places. Let us bow our head and close our eyes. Do not look at others. I want to ask a question. Is there a person among us who think and who doubted whether they have blasphemed against the Holy Spirit? Maybe you have led a life that is fearful. Perhaps even today you wonder whether you have blasphemed against the Holy Spirit. A person with such an experience or such doubts, please raise your hand.
有哪一个人举起手来？好，我想大概有三四十个人。
That's about 30 to 40 of you.
手放下来,
you may lower your
hand.
Now you can open your eyes.
秘密的时间已经过去了,
the time of secrecy has passed. New revelation has come.
大家看清楚了。那为什么这些人有这样的经验呢?
Why do we have such experiences?
是不是等于他们已经亵渎圣灵?
Does that mean that they have blasphemed against the Holy Spirit?
圣灵感动他，使他惧怕，他曾经亵渎圣灵。
And that the Holy Spirit is moving them to make them fearful.
是吗?
Is this the case?
是不是这样呢? 我告诉你，绝对反过来。
Let me tell you, it's the other way around.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为一个害怕自己有没有亵渎圣灵的人，就证明他没有亵渎圣灵。
A person who is afraid that he may have blasphemed against the Holy Spirit proves that he has not.
一个人怕我会不会亵渎圣灵，我是不是已经亵渎圣灵，这表示他愿意过一个更圣洁的生活，所以他不愿意落在罪恶的中间。
A person who is fearful in this manner means that he wants to lead a holy life and not a life of sin.
那么你说这个怕哪里来的？
But where did this fear come from?
这种恐惧战惊的怀疑从什么地方生?
Where did this anxiety and doubts come from?
这种现象是正常的吗?
Is this a normal phenomenon?
为什么主不把平安同把握赐给他?
Why would the Lord not give me peace and hope?
为什么主许过他在 这一个死荫的幽谷中间挣扎痛苦。
Why did the Lord allow me to struggle in the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death?
这个答案很简单。
The answer is very simple.
这个是个反合性的真理。
It is a truth that's paradoxical.
就是你怕，就证明你还没有犯。
Because you are fearful, it means that you have not committed sin.
你们曾经上过高楼看下面，感到害怕。
Have you been on the top of a tall building and looking down and feeling fearful?
你上过多少高啊？
How many stories have you been?
有的人刚上两层就不敢看下面。
Some people are afraid of two stories.
我有个同事现在已经拿了博士学位。
I have a colleague who has now received his PhD.
他爬到山上去的时候，一看吓死了，眼睛闭起来两个钟头不动。
When he go up to the high places, he will be so frightened he will close his eyes.
我们在火山口玩了两个钟头回来，以他一同下去的时候，他说现在可以走了吗？
We went to tour a volcano and after 2 hours he asked us whether we can go.
那我说你刚才没有看吗？
I said, didn't you see the scenery?
太害怕。
He said, I'm so afraid.
高的地方我害怕。
I'm afraid of height.
因为那个火山口叫 Bromo.
The volcano is called Bromo.
这里就是火山还在冒烟。
There's this fuming volcano on one side.
陡壁一样斜下去。
And the other side is a steep cliff.
而那个呢，这个火山口这个地方刚刚好可以站几个人这样走来走去。
And the rim can accommodate a few people.
所以真是呢，在险崖的中间走路。
So you are walking in the middle of danger.
真的很可怕。
It is quite frightening.
怪不得他怕得不得了。
And so he was terrified.
你为什么这么怕呢？
I said, why are you so frightened?
他说我从小就有惧高症。
He said, I've always been afraid of heights.
那我就对他担心了。
So I worry for him.
我说像你这样的要上天堂怎么办？
I said, what will you do in heaven?
因为那是很高的地方。
Heaven is probably very high.
他说唐牧师那是不一样的事情。
He said, Reverend Tong, that's probably different.
我才放心下去。
Then I am confident.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我问你，你上过多高的地方？
How many, what are the highest places you've been to?
看下去整个腿酸了。到底发生什么事情？
When you look down, your legs may be shaking.
你怕跌下去？
Are you afraid of falling down?
你怕跌死了？
You are afraid of dying.
我爬过最高的建筑就是加拿大 Toronto 的 CN Tower.
I have been to the highest building, CN Tower in Toronto.
比较次等高，但是给我特别的这个经验呢，是 Boston 的 Prudential 的那个建筑。
Prudential Building in Boston is also very tall.
那当我上去的时候
，When I reached up there,
就到了另外一个高楼，也在 Boston。
We went to another tall building.
我们在上面走走走走，走了一半，我看见突然间吓死了。
I looked down and suddenly was frightened.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为走到一半的时候，那一片是玻璃。
Because suddenly there is a piece of glass.
突然间你看见几百公尺下面是汽车。
And you can see the cars down there.
那么如果玻璃破了怎么办？
What will happen if the glass breaks?
那种惊吓是言辞很难表达出来的。
That shock is indescribable.
所以我一面讲一面笑，就表示你不懂我在讲什么。
It means you are laughing because you don't experience it.
因为我的吓不能使你也吓，就表示你不明白我讲什么。
You don't understand the shock that I experience.
但我告诉你，
well, let me tell you this.
怕跌死。
When you're afraid of dying,
害怕跌死。
When you're afraid of falling down,
至少证明他还没有跌死。
It means that you have not fallen down yet.
对不对呢？怕跌死的人还没有跌死。
Those who are afraid has not died yet.
我再讲一次，怕跌死的人还没有跌死。
Those who are afraid of dying by falling down has not fallen down.
跌了已死的人不会怕跌死。
If you have fallen down and died, you will not be afraid.
大家讲一二三，怕跌死的人。还没有跌死，跌了已死的人不会怕跌死，为什么呢？因为已经死了。
He's already dead.
死就不隐藏还有怕的可能。
When you are dead, there's no fear.
所以怕就表示还是生存着的意思。
When you have fear, it means you're still living.
刚才那几十个举手的人是比较安全的。
Those who raise hands, therefore, are more at peace.
那些不举手，你们又惧怕，也不知道自己有没有犯过罪，你们还不知道前途如何。
Those who did not raise your hand probably don't know the future.
所以圣经说呢，
The Bible says,
一个人如果真正亵渎圣灵的时候，
When a person truly blasphemes against the Holy Spirit,
圣灵不会再感动他为罪痛苦。
The Holy Spirit will no longer move him and convict him.
真正亵渎圣灵的时候，
A person who truly blasphemes,
圣灵不会叫他为罪痛苦。
The Holy Spirit will not have him pain.
圣灵来是叫他为罪为义为审判自己这辈子。
The Holy Spirit come that we may review ourselves.
所以呢，亵渎圣灵到底是什么意思呢？
What does blasphemy against the Holy Spirit mean?
需要一些神学原则性的一个解释。
We need to explain it with theological principles.
为什么耶稣说亵渎圣灵罪不能赦免？
Why did Jesus say that blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven?
得罪只还可得赦免。
You can sin against the Son and you still be forgiven.
犯罪, 得罪, 亵渎圣灵, 就不得赦免。
But when you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, you will not be forgiven.
许多人躺在读了这段圣经以后, 马上产生了两种错误的观念。
There are two wrong ideas we have every time we read about this.
第一个观念可能产生的就是这样的, 圣父, 圣子, 都比较慈爱, 就圣灵是最苛刻。
The first concept is that the Son and the Father are probably more merciful than Holy Spirit.
得罪子, 得罪父, 还可以赦免, 唯独得罪圣灵, 永远不得赦免。
It seems that if you sin against the Holy, the God the Father and the Son, you can be forgiven, but not the Holy Spirit. The second wrong concept.
得罪父, 得罪子, 还可得赦免, 得罪圣灵不得赦免, 表示父子是比较次等的, 灵是最高的。
It means the second concept is that the Holy Spirit is higher than the Father or the Son.
因为他是更高级的神。
Because it's the higher God.
所以他不要赦免我们。
So he cannot forgive us.
是不是这样的?
Is this the case?
我告诉你, 这两种观念都是错误的解释。
Both concepts are wrong explanations.
圣父差遣圣子。
God the Father sent God the Son.
所以只说父比我大。
And so the Son said the Father is greater than me.
父子差遣圣灵。
Father and Son sent the Holy Spirit.
所以不可能圣灵比父子更大。
And so the Holy Spirit cannot be greater than the Father or the Son.
父子差遣圣灵。
The Father and the Son sent the Holy Spirit.
只是说圣灵是荣耀我。
The Son said the Holy Spirit glorifies me.
圣灵要使人尊大耶稣基督。
The Holy Spirit will want us to glorify Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督要使人尊崇父上。
Jesus Christ will want us to be obedient to the Father.
圣灵不可能比父子更大。
Surely the Holy Spirit is not greater than the Father or the Son.
圣灵也不是比父子更严格。
And not more stern than the Father or the Son.
因为圣灵与父子同时三位一体上帝的位格。
They are the three persons in the triune God.
他们有同性情。
They have the same character.
同权柄。
The same authority.
他们同荣耀。
Same glory.
他们同永恒。
And same eternity.
不可能圣灵比父子更注重公义、严格，同这个苛刻的审判。 而父子比他温柔，比他充满慈爱。
It's not possible that the Holy Spirit is more strict and more judgmental than the Father or the Son.
你说我一步一步开通清楚了。
You say, but perhaps step by step I understand.
我要问到底什么叫做基督教？
So exactly, what does it mean to have Christ?
现在我要把正解很精简的告诉你。
I want to tell you the correct explanation now.
你要明白什么叫做基督教？
You want to understand about blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
要明白救恩的事情上。 父子圣灵分工合作的角色是什么？
And you want to first understand the roles that God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit plays in salvation.
现在你们跟着我讲下面的三句话。
So repeat this after me.
圣父预备救赎。
The Father prepares salvation.
圣子完成救赎。
The Son finishes salvation.
圣灵施行救赎。
The Holy Spirit grants us salvation.
大家说一二三。 圣父预备救赎，圣子成全救赎，圣灵施行救赎，父在永世中间万古里面所定的救赎的计划。
The plan of salvation is set by God the Father in all eternity.
在基督道成肉身的时刻中间，在他有生之年上十字架为我们死成全了。
And it's accomplished by Jesus Christ in his lifetime, in his crucifixion.
基督从死里复活升天之后，就差遣圣灵到世界上。
After he was resurrected and ascended, he gave us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵荣耀基督，圣灵帮助人悔改，圣灵使人救到最后。
The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus Christ and help us to repent and help us understand and come to understanding of our sin. These are something that I said last year in the same day of Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit help us understand and be convicted of our sin, this is true repentance. The forgiveness of God come upon us. And the person truly received the moving of the Holy Spirit.
神的灵就把生命赐给他。
The Spirit of God gave us life.
这样他就领受救赎之恩。
And so we received the grace of salvation.
父所预备的，子成全。
That which has been prepared by the Father is accomplished by the Son.
子所成全的，灵施行。
That which has been accomplished by the Son is given by the Holy Spirit.
赦罪之恩施行到你身上。
When the grace of the salvation comes upon you,
你拒绝,
you reject it,
赦罪之恩就不可能在你身上行出来。
The grace of salvation cannot be accomplished in your lives.
所以拒绝圣灵的人,
those who reject the Holy Spirit,
他的罪就不得赦免,
his sin will not be forgiven.
你明白这个原理了吗?
Do you understand this principle?
所以为什么说亵渎圣灵的罪就不得赦免呢?
Why do we say blasphemy will not be forgiven?
你的圣灵的手中拿着赦罪之恩, 你拒绝他, 当你的罪就不能得赦免了。
The Holy Spirit holds within his hand the grace of salvation and you have rejected it.
从这个原则, 你去明白什么叫亵渎圣灵。
From this principle, you understand blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
这个原则跟希伯来书第十章二十九节的原理是一致的。
This is consistent with Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29.
现在我们打开希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章，我们念第二十八、二十九节。
Let us read verses 28 to 29.
我先读26节、27节。
I will read 26, 27 first.
因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪， 赦罪的祭就在没有，唯有战惊等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。人干犯摩西的律法，凭着两三个见证人，尚且不得怜悯而死，大家都不狂。人践踏上帝的儿子，又将他赐成圣的血当作平常， 又亵慢施恩的圣灵，你们想，他们受的刑罚该怎样加重？这里圣经里面唯一的一次，把圣灵跟施恩的这个角色连在一起。
Here, it's the only place in the Bible where the Holy Spirit is linked together with grace.
施恩的圣灵,
the Holy Spirit of grace.
施行救恩的圣灵,
the Spirit that gives us grace.
施行赦罪之恩的圣灵,
the Spirit that gives us grace of forgiveness.
好，现在把圣经关起来, 大家注意来看。所以圣父预备救恩,
God the Father prepares the salvation.
圣子成全救恩,
God the Son accomplishes it.
圣灵施行救恩,
God the Holy Spirit gives us salvation.
那谁是亵渎圣灵的人?
So who will be the person that blasphemes against the Holy Spirit?
继续不断抗拒、轻看、藐视、拒绝圣灵施行赦罪之恩给他的感动的那些人。
It will be the people that continually reject and despise the moving of the Holy Spirit.
那个我也曾经啊,
you say, I have done this before.
那我也是吗? 不是。
Am I one of them?
要听最后一句话,
listen to the last sentence.
抗拒到最后一次的机会都抗拒。
He will, the person will reject until the very last opportunity.
永远没有机会了,
and there will be no more.
他的罪就不得赦免,
his sin will not be forgiven.
抗拒施恩的灵所施的赦罪之恩, 到最后一次机会结束的时候, 还不要悔改, 这个人就是亵渎圣灵的。
A person who blasphemes will be a person that rejects the Holy Spirit all the way till the last opportunity.
我做更简单的比喻,
a simpler example for you.
母亲父亲买食物,
a father would be a person that buys the food.
母亲把食物煮好了,
the mother would be a person that prepares the food.
哥哥把食物送到你那里去,
when your brother comes and gives you the food.
所以这样三个为一个先做的事情,
we see these three persons doing different things.
父亲买了,
the father bought it.
妈妈煮了,
the mother prepared it.
哥哥送来,
and your brother sent it.
你拒绝你哥哥, 你包饿死了。
You reject your brother, you're stuffed to death.
你明白了吗? 因为他是施行恩典的,
he gave you the grace.
他是把食物带到你面前的,
he brought the food before you.
你拒绝他,
and you reject him.
你已经饿得半死了,
you may be very hungry.
哥哥把食物带来了,
when your brother gave you the food,
你就把整个食物丢到河里面去,
you throw away the food.
当你丢下去的时候,
when you do that,
你还以为你丢到那个食物吗?
Do you think that you're throwing away the food?
你是丢掉你的命,
actually you're throwing away your life.
食物是使你解决饥饿, 生命可以延续的唯一的这个工具。
The food is the tool that will sustain your life.
用这个比喻, 你就明白为什么亵渎圣灵不得赦免。
Now you know why you cannot be forgiven, you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit.
所以呢, 抗拒圣灵,
those who reject him,
继续不断,
continually,
会演变到最后变成亵渎圣灵。
You will become a blasphemy at the end.
这是没有信主以前,
this is before you believe.
有神的道以后,
after you receive the word.
对圣灵的回忆, 可能犯了两个罪恶,
these are the two sins that you can commit.
现在请你注意听下面的话,
listen to the following carefully.
那么归正神学说呢, 一个真正得救的人, 没有抗拒圣灵的可能是什么解释呢?
A reformed theology says that a person that truly believes will not reject the Holy Spirit.
这个是归正查经的讲座。
This is expositionary preaching based on Reformed theology.
关系的归正的神学，我要真正很严肃的强调出来。
And I want to emphasize solemnly every time we touch on these topics.
阿弥念派跟教文的思想有冲突的时候
，When there's a conflict between the Arminians and the Calvinists,
就在曾经在荷兰召集了多特会议。
They once had a conference in Holland.
The Synod of Dordrecht.
The Synod of Dordrecht.
或者你们是 Synod of Dort 就可以了。
Or Synod of Dort.
就 Synod of Dort 后来用了差不多两年的时间。
They spent about 2 years.
才重新厘定了什么叫救赎的教义的问题。
To set the doctrine of salvation.
这个变成教文信仰归正神学最重要的文献。
This became a very important portion of Calvinistic theology.
整个文献相当的长。
It's a very big publication.
把它归纳起来有五条。
There are 5 very important summary.
这个五条的第一条就是 the depravity of the sinners.
And the first one is the total depravity of sinners.
罪人的完全堕落。
That means all sinners are totally depraved.
第二条呢，叫做 unconditional election of God the Father.
And the second one is unconditional election.
圣父无条件给我们的拣选。
The Father's election is unconditional.
第三条叫什么呢？
The third one.
叫做 particular atonement of the Holy Son, Jesus Christ.
Is particular atonement of the Holy Son of God, Christ.
基督特殊的救赎。
The special election.
有限量的、有功效的临到一些选民。
A limited atonement upon his people.
这是第二条。
This is the third one.
第四条是什么呢？
What is the fourth one?
The irresistible grace of the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵不可抗拒的恩典。
我们不能抗拒圣灵所赐的恩典。
It means his grace cannot be resisted.
结果呢，神父神的拣选，基督所完成的救赎，圣灵的恩典临到我们，我们没办法抗拒，我们就接受了。
After the election of God, the accomplishment of salvation, the grace cannot be resisted.
那么不大深入思想，没有可能完全明白这些要理的人，每一条他们都要反对。
And those people who do not understand this will object to every single one of them.
所以当你真正明白的时候，你发现你知道第一条是真理，下面没有一条是你可以抗拒的。
When you truly understand from the very first one, you will not reject any of them.
第五条。
The fifth.
The perseverance of the saints.
就是圣徒的坚守。
这样呢，从第一条到第五条，你看见罪人变成圣徒。
So from the first to the end, the sinner become the saints.
完全堕落、无可救药的罪人变成坚守到底、等到基督再来、无瑕无疵见他面的圣徒。
A sinner that is totally deprived from number one all the way to number five becomes perseverance of the saints.
那么从罪人变成圣徒中间经历了什么呢？
What are the processes between the sinner and the saint?
我的改变。
It becomes a change.
我劳动改造。
A transformation.
品德修养。
My character is changed.
修身养性。
I changed my life.
将功补过吧。
Did I do good works?
这不是基督教的道理。
These are not Christian teachings.
圣经的道理是什么？
What are the teachings in the Bible?
神的拣选,
the election of God,
基督的救赎,
the salvation of Christ,
圣灵的施恩,
the grace of the Holy Spirit.
这五条是很清楚的把罪人变成义人是经过父子圣灵工作的救赎的要义很清楚的写明出来。
These 5 summaries clearly show us the work of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
像父子圣灵是同工的三位一体的上帝。
God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit work together as triune God.
父所预备了，子去成全他。
God, the Father prepared and the Son accomplished.
子所成全的，圣灵去施行他。
That which the Son accomplished, the Holy Spirit gives.
那么你说父的拣选是没有条件的吗？
Is it true that election by the Father is unconditional?
是的。
Yes, it is.
在我们里面根本没有任何的资格可以蒙上帝的爱。
Surely we are not deserving of the grace of love of God.
就像保罗在罗马书第七章所讲的 ，Within my flesh, there's no goodness.
Paul in Romans 7 says there's no goodness within my flesh.
所以就叫做 unconditional election.
This is unconditional election.
那么基督限定来拣选拯救他的子民什么意思
？What does limited atonement means?
耶稣基督的能力是足够全世界使用，但真正的果效是选民受了神的救赎。
The power of Jesus is sufficient for all, but the true effect is upon his people only.
Sufficient for all, efficient for the elect.
能够拣选所有的人，但是只有对被拣选的人有效。
那么最后第四条怎么讲呢？
What about the fourth one?
就是不可能被抗拒的恩典。
The irresistible grace.
请问你们今天信主的人从前 曾经抗拒过圣灵的工作吗？
Have you ever resisted the work of the Holy Spirit in your lives?
有没有啊？
Have you done that?
有没有抗拒过啊？
Have you?
我有啊。
I have.
你有没有啊？
Have you?
所以这第四条到底是什么意思？
What does the fourth summary mean?
为什么讲 irresistible grace?
Why do we say it's irresistible?
真正的意思， finally, you are not powerful enough to resist the great love of God through the grace of the Holy Spirit.On you.
就是到后来的时候，你没有能力能够抗拒上帝的大爱，通过圣灵的感动。
我们的经历告诉我们
，Our experiences tell us，
许多许多好的基督徒，没有信主前都曾经反对过上帝。
There are many good Christians that rejected and opposed against God。
所以我们不需要强词夺理。
And so we need not come up with nice sentences。
这一段的意思就是没有人曾经拒绝过上帝。
Here it simply means that no one has rejected God successfully。
相反过来。
On the other way，
我们都曾经抗拒。
We all rejected God。
我们都曾经拒绝过。
We have all resisted Him。
但是后来没有办法，为什么呢？因为他的力量大到一个地步，我没有办法再抗拒下去。
But in the end, he is so great that we cannot resist.
你说来了，这表示上帝的救赎是强迫的临到他要拣选的。
So you say that God is very stubborn and he just give us his grace.
这是绝对错误的。
This is wrong.
这是什么呢？他的爱大过你抗拒的力量。
Actually, it means that his love is greater than your resistance.
只有你甘心情愿让他爱。
In the end, you willingly let him love you.
就是保罗说就用上帝的慈悲劝你将身体献上当作活祭。
And so the apostle Paul says that with the mercy of God, he taught us to give our body.
绝对不是强迫。
It is not by force.
我举个很简单的例子好吗？
A simple illustration for you.
当一个男人来追求你的时候，
When a man goes after you,
你看这个信赖的怎么这么不好，这么好意思？我是信天的，这个癞蛤蟆想吃天鹅肉。
You probably look at the man and say he's pretty ugly and I'm so pretty.
你像谁？怎么你敢追求到我身上来？
How dare you come and go after me?
这些人常常忘记，过几十年他也是老太婆。
These people always forget that after a few years they'll grow old as well.
所以凭着年轻美丽，这个拒绝那个拒绝。
And they start rejecting people because they are pretty and young.
五年十年，拒绝一贯，拒绝的手段越高明。
After a while, they get very good at rejecting people.
拒绝的勇气越大。
And more brave at rejection.
拒绝的方法越滑头。
And more methods to reject others.
拒绝人太容易，一两句那个人就吓退了。
And with a few sentences, people leave them.
但其中有一个他从前最看不起。
But there may be a person that the girl despises.
耐心最大。
And with all patience, he went after her.
勇气十足。
With great courage,
面皮最厚
very thick skin,
坚持最久
and persevere,
一直追追追追
and keep going after her,
追到这个女孩子自己靠照镜子，我也老了
until the end, she looked at the mirror, she knows that she's growing old.
再不嫁，以后也变成没有用的人了。
If I do not get married, no one will want me.
再看看，虽然这个人鼻子扁扁，但是他的这个毅力很强啊。
He looked at the person, although he's quite ugly, but he has perseverance.
虽然个子矮矮，但是他的人格很高哎。
Maybe he's very short, but he has great character.
外表看起来不美，但是他的整个的灵性很好的。
Maybe he's not handsome, but he's spiritual.
所以最后，久久怎么不来了？是不是也不要我了？
In the end, she looked forward to his coming.
就真的挂心，可能永不回头的机会的时候。
Perhaps there's no more opportunity for her.
那个人再来一次。
Suddenly, that man came.
那现在你感到怎么样？
And ask what about it now?
但他已经惯了拒绝，所以他说：“我再考虑看看。”
Maybe she's used to it and said, let me think about it.
那个人听了马上转头就走。
That man turned around and just left.
这个女人马上整个晚上懊悔讲那一句话。
And this girl would regret for the rest of the night.
怎么这样一讲他就走了呢？
How can he just leave like that?
我如果不这样没有最后的价值观的这个坚持是吗？
I must preserve my own value.
我最后那个人再来了。
But the man came back.
我是最后一次机会给你。
And he said, this is your last chance.
你到底要不要？
Do you want to be my girlfriend?
这个女孩子很坚持说，我要。
And this lady said yes.
当她一接受的时候
，When she accepted,
这就是没有办法拒绝那个伟大的爱情。
It means that the love is irresistible.
你刚才笑了。
And this is how Jesus went after you. Jesus
need
not have done that. Because surely we will perish. But he loved us. We look at him as ugly. We say that he has no value. We say he's a suffering servant. He's the son of a carpenter. From a small Jewish village. A Nazarene.
你却不知道他的丑陋的外表里面是神的独生子, 你唯一的救主。
But you didn't know that he is the true Savior, although he had the ugly out.
谁能把你的眼光透过那丑陋的表面, 看到里面基督的永美?
Who can help you see the glory of Jesus Christ?
是这个伟大的媒婆。
It is this great matchmaker.
圣灵,
it is the Holy Spirit
慢慢讲解,
who will explain to you.
循循善诱,
and to persuade you
耐心光照,
with all patience
教导你,
to teach you
开通你,
to illustrate
you
and open up your mind and your heart.
到最后你说,
and the end you say there's no one else who loves me more.
眼泪热流眶眶而出,
and you will start weeping
对着的主啊,
and say, Lord,
我接受你,
I accept you.
这个叫做圣灵,
this is the Holy Spirit
所做的工作,
at work, and you cannot resist it.
感谢他,
thanks be to God.
所以现在我们讲了两样,
we have mentioned two things.
抗拒圣灵,
the first, resistance to the Holy Spirit,
亵渎圣灵,
and the blasphemy to the Holy Spirit.
抗拒圣灵到底的人, 就主动变成亵渎圣灵的人,
a person who resists to the end becomes blasphemy.
抗拒到最后, 神的爱大过你抗拒的力量, 你接受的时候, 这个人就变成基督徒。
But when you resist to the end and the love of God is greater than your resistance, you become a Christian.
现在我要接下去问的是, 做了基督徒以后, 我们对圣灵应当怎么样?
After we become a Christian, the next question is, what should we do then?
你做基督徒了以后, 圣灵就住在你的里面。
After you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit lives within you.
这是所有的宗教连做梦也没有想过的一件事。
These are things that other faith cannot even dream about.
就是第三位格的上帝与我们同在, 永永永远照顾我们, 安慰我们, 引导我们, 光照我们。
And that is the third person of God stays with us forever to illuminate us, to guide us, to teach us. When the Holy Spirit gives you this life, then you say you are born again. You are born of the Holy Spirit. You can see the kingdom of God. You are born of the Holy Spirit. Then you can enter His kingdom. When the Holy Spirit comes into you, and you enter into His kingdom, what would the Holy Spirit do after that? He will be like a loving mother. After He gives birth to a baby, He will take care of it carefully. Day and night alertly, He will take care. Just like a loving mother would. What will we do in response? Apostle Paul says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. And also to the Thessalonian church, do not put out the fire of the Holy Spirit. Here we see the implicit sin the Christian can have.
当我们不顺从圣灵,
when we are not obedient to the Holy Spirit, when we are not living in accordance to His standard, and when we are not in according to His will,
第三位格的上帝在我里面为我们哭, 为我们忧伤, 他非常的难过。
The third person of God is in us, grieved and saddened by us.
我问你, 你跟你的母亲住吗?
Are you living with your mother?
你的母亲因为跟你住, 常常受苦, 或者常常得到安慰?
Is your mother comforted because you stay with her or are always grieved?
她辛苦把你养大的, 结果是一天到晚给你骂吗?
It's a result of her labors on you, one in which you scold her every day.
智慧的孩子是使母亲得安慰。
A child that is wise will comfort his mother.
照样好的神的儿女是叫圣灵不担忧。
In the same manner, a good children of God will not grieve the Holy Spirit.
保罗说不可叫圣灵担忧。
The Apostle Paul says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
这边我们常常会叫圣灵担忧。
It means we always grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们常常会使他难过。
We always sadden the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是有标准的。
Because he has a standard.
圣灵又是不轻易动怒的。
He will not get angry easily.
所以呢, 他不是马上责备, 马上骂, 马上,
He does not rebuke us immediately.
他是常常担忧的上帝。
He is a God that is always grieved by us.
上帝在天,
God the Father is in heaven.
看见地上的人所做的尽都是恶, 他就心中痛苦万分。
When he sees all the evil that the people are doing on earth, he is saddened in his heart.
甚至到世界上来的时候,
when God the Son came to the earth,
他看见人流离失所, 就为他们心中痛苦, 怜悯他们。
When he saw that we are lost, he was sad and he had mercy upon us.
以赛亚说他是常经忧患, 多受痛苦, 他是忧患之职。
Isaiah tells us that he is long suffering and was full of worries.
在英文里面很清楚的指的是多数的, he is a son of the sorrows.
He was a
sorrow,
son of sorrows in plural.
他经历多少的苦难?
He has gone through many sufferings.
所以圣父是畏罪忧伤的上帝。
God the Father is saddened by sin.
甚至是担当罪恶的忧伤的上帝。
God the Son is the suffering God that bore the burden of sin.
圣灵是看圣徒没有遵行他的旨意而忧伤的上帝。
The Holy God, the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit that grieves because we are not fulfilling God's will.
如果我把这个当作一个题目，上帝的忧伤。
If I make this into a theme, the sadness of God.
我想你可以从圣经里面看到许多我们感情应当共鸣的那个圣的感情的要素。
We will see a lot of essence of this emotion that we ought to have identity
the holy
towards.
The essence of the emotion of God.
About the emotions of God.
我们能不能以神同样的表同情？
Can we have the same empathy with God?
我们神不能以神一样的思想真理的问题？
Can we think about the question of truth together with God?
我们能不能感受神所感受？
Can we feel the way God feels?
我们能不能遵行神所计划？
Can we be obedient to His plan?
这就是我们灵性的记号。
These are the mark of our spirituality.
所以保罗说不要叫圣灵担忧。
The Apostle Paul says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
因为你们忍受了他的印记, 等候得赎的日子。
Because you have received His mark and are waiting for the day of salvation.
今天我不解释那两句话。
I do not want to explain those two verses.
但保罗对帖撒罗尼迦的教会又讲一句话。
And Paul says to the church in Thessalonia,
不可消灭圣灵。
Do not put out the spirit of fire.
中文又表达更清楚, 就加上, 不可消灭圣灵的感动。
In the Chinese Bible, it says, do not reject the moving of the Holy Spirit.
这句话到底什么意思?
What does this mean?
Do not quench the Holy Spirit.
Do not quench the Holy Spirit.
不要消灭圣灵,什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
因为圣灵像火一样的,
because it's like a fire.
把热情放在我们里面。
To give us emotion and fervent.
把爱的动力放在我们,
to give us the power of love.
激发我们,
to inspire us.
推动我们,
to move us.
改变我们,
to change us.
刺激我们,
to stimulate us.
使我们做应当和神心意的工作,
that we will do work that is pleasing to God.
所以有时候你听到的时候,
when you listen to the sermon,
有些话会使你的心里活着起来,
some words will give you fervency.
有些话使你很深地揪到自己的处,
some will show you your problems and mistakes.
有些事呢就刺激
Some will stimulate you into action.
我相信我们做基督徒的都有这种特殊的经验，是非基督徒所没有的。
I think these are unique experiences only for Christians.
圣灵的火在你里面燃烧。
The fire of the Holy Spirit is burning within you.
圣灵的爱在你里面充满。
And His love is filling you.
圣灵的大水在里面，如同这个波浪一样的汹涌。
Like a great wave, the Holy Spirit is within you.
当圣灵这样做工的时候,
when the Holy Spirit moves in this manner,
保罗说你不要消灭它。
Paul says, do not quench it.
什么叫做消灭圣灵的感动?
What does quenching it mean?
就像你看见一团火出来的时候,
it's as if when you're looking at a fire,
你就扑灭它,
you put it out,
或者你浇水在上面,
or you pour water over it,
或者用灰沙在上面,
or put ashes over it,
或者你把沙堆在上面,
or sand,
把火消灭掉,
to extinguish it.
那么怎么办呢?
What would you do then?
就你就平安过你过去的生活。
In the end, you think you lead a life of peace.
那个正在燃烧的火就不能继续影响。
And the fire cannot influence you further.
今天有许多许多这样的基督徒。
This is the case for many Christians today.
都是圣灵没有工作。
And ignore the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵已经做工了。
He is already working.
他没有改变。
But there is no changing. They listen to the sermon.
也没有改变,
no changes.
参加退休会,
they attend retreats.
也没有改变,
no changes.
参加分经会,
revival meetings.
也没有改变,
they will not change.
久而久之呢,
After a while,
他们认为奋进会本来就是这样，奋进不奋进是他的事，不是我的。
They think that the revival meeting got nothing to do with them.
如果整个教会都习惯这种恩典生活而没有复兴的话，你说是这个奋进这样能力不够。
If the church is so used to it and there's no revival, you say that the revivalist has no power.
你应当想，可能是你消灭了圣灵。
Perhaps you ought to think whether you have put out the fire of the Holy Spirit. This is the second great sin that believers can commit. It is a frightening one. It doesn't hurt God, it hurt your own spiritual growth. When I was young, I heard a sermon relating to this. And I was alarmed. And I say, O Lord, for the rest of my life, I will not want to quench your fire. I'm a passive person. A person with great, a bit lazy.
所以除非神很清楚地引导我，什么都不要动。
Unless God clearly shows me, I will not move.
所以我许多事情都做得比别人慢。
I'm a bit slower than other people.
我到今天还没有学会 fast reading.
Until today, I have not learned speech reading.
我发现那些 read 特别 fast 的，问他，他什么都不懂。
Because I realize a lot of people speed read and do not understand.
所以我就故意不在这个事情上长进。
And so I do not want to learn in this manner.
我每次看重要的东西，我都是细细看、仔细看，一面想、一面看，然后把每一件事跟其他有关的可能性都拉在一起思想，所以我读得很慢。
And I always read in detail and try to link everything together.
亲爱的弟兄们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我什么都很慢,
I am slow in everything.
但当圣灵的感动来到的时候,
but when the Holy Spirit moves me,
我比谁都快,
I'm faster than anyone else.
马上就做正经,
immediately I will move action and I will move.
所以我这44年半的传道生活,
for the past 44 and a half years of preaching,
25年是在一个小小的地方,
in 25 years I stayed in a small place called Malang.
那25年, 每年我差不多有半年在世界各地布道,
although half of each year I would be preaching all over the world,
我们总是回到那个地方,
but we always return to Malang.
有个人对我说, 全世界都这么欢迎你, 为什么你要留在印尼?
Someone said that the whole world welcomes you, why would you stay in Indonesia?
外面做的工作,
you have great ministry outside of Indonesia, why return there?
连美国, 加拿大最先进的国家都这么欢迎你,
you are welcome in advanced country like USA and Canada, why return to such a backward place?
我只回答一句话,
one reason,
因为神没有感动叫我走啊,
because God has not moved me to go away. Dear brothers and sisters,
就这样在那个地方,
and just like that, I've been there 25 years.
有一个学生对我说,
a student said to me,
唐牧师,
Reverend Tong, I am not willing to go to a small place because I cannot improve.
没有机会发展,
I cannot develop.
这个地方,
I seem to have been at a loss.
我的孩子的教育也是在不能找到好的学校。
Educationally, my children will suffer.
请问老师,
what do you think, my teacher?
我说, 哦, 你感到那个地方小地方吗?
I said, do you think that's a really small place?
好不好, 我讲一句话,
let me say this to you.
对我来说, 马浪是小地方。
To me, Malang is a small place.
因为我是许多地方, 许多世界最重要的城市都欢迎的人。
There are many cities in the world that would welcome me.
他就觉悟到, 他问得错了。
And suddenly he realized he asked the wrong question.
他就不好意思了。
And he was embarrassed.
他说, 那么为什么, 唐牧师你会继续在这个地方这么久呢?
Then he said, Reverend Tong, why did you stay here for so long?
我只有一句话,
only one answer.
圣灵还没有感动我厉害。
The Holy Spirit has not moved me to leave.
我要顺从他。
I want to be obedient to him.
但是,
however,
有一天, 神的灵一感动的时候,
if the Holy Spirit moved me suddenly,
我知道时间到,
I will know the time is up.
我就在台上宣布,
I will announce from the pulpit,
明年这个时候, 我离开这个地方,
I will not be here next year on this time.
那些不以为我会离开那个城市的人,
those who did not think that I will leave,
晴天霹雳,
they were so shocked,
吓了一跳,
they were amazed,
就要挽留我,
and they tried to make me stay.
我说, 我们不要伤害感情,
I say, let's not embarrass each other.
我台上讲过的话,
I will do what I have said on
stage.
I say, next year, this time, I will not be here. And that's it.
当我感觉到应当建立归正教会的时候,
when I believe that I ought to establish the Reformed Church,
我只有告诉一个人, 就是我的太太,
I only told one person, my wife.
那是1979年,
1979, clearly I felt the Lord leading me. I'm not sure when I should start. I waited 10 years.
你看我这个人多慢,
I'm so slow.
但是当十年以后，神的清楚引导，时间到了。
But when the guidance of God is clear,
我就在三个礼拜决定开教会。
Within 3 weeks,
就在11年半的时间。
In 11 and a half years,
一个教会变成29间的分堂。
We have.
这都是在我们想象之外。
These are beyond our imagination.
在我们能力之外。 我们经济的全能力之外,
beyond our financial capabilities,
神的恩典,
these are the grace of God.
这我学会一个事情,
I learned something here.
圣灵啊,
when you move me,
我不消灭,
I'm not quenching
you.
I will be obedient.
我要谨慎,
I will be cautious.
我要听明白,
I will listen carefully.
我立刻提醒,
I will move immediately.
我好像